about the plants.
Well, I say no like that, yeah.
Grow
We
them.
have to grow them on the bedroom windowsills.
Do you? Ah,
Because we get no sun in this room whatsoever, of
I
course,
see.
with the bathroom
Well, you see, but
blocking it off.
We seem to have, you know,
Obviously they're
my
allergic.
father was a gardener, and I've got green fingers to the extent I kill everything.
You sound like
me, although I
Who do you want me to sign as?
improve it.
Member or Vice Chairman?
Vice Chairman, please.
Right.
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you. No. I've got an endeavour to hear. She's just come back. I see her walking up the street.
Where's she been?
She's been down to Ann's.
Oh, I didn't know. I was
Yeah.
talking to Morris yesterday.
They've been down for a sort of a flying visit. I think they like to fly there and fly by because it gets a bit muddy. Three. You're used to three of them.
Yes.
We get rather tired out with looking after Marcus and his
Well,
sister.
yeah, although Marcus and now is relatively easy compared with them.
He's a lovely little boy, isn't he?
Yeah, that one, we're all from the, they're all from the
this
grass,
coffee's cold.
except for the last one, which I missed off the last time. It went through all right, but I've got a remainder this morning, so I thought, well, I've obviously missed that one. That's had information service.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes, I know.
Right, well,
Have
you
sorted anything out about the oranges?
Yes, I've got a letter saying that it's the mayor's, they've ordered, is it 60, £50 worth of oranges. It's going to be issued in the place we said at 2 o'clock. If it's wet, there'll be in the which is next to it. And I've had the Rotaractor on there. Said, oh, they've been offered one of these castle things, jumping castles from King Edward.
Oh.
Did you see those on the news yesterday?
I assume, yeah. They could cause a lot of bother from them.
Adults and children. Injuries. I fell off one the week before last at the soft play. But it wasn't blown up quite enough. And as I said.
There was no carpet, you said, there too.
Well, there was. There's a great, you know, the big heavy. Foam thing, but it kept slipping away all the morning. I kept pushing it back again.
It can be, I suppose.
And it had happened to have slipped away at that time, and I went to step off, and with it not being blown up properly, that's how it just flattened, and I went offside. I've still got a big bruise on my left knee.
Well,
so I'd better not jump on any more.
The only trouble with that sort of thing is, again, if you ever get any wet on it, it gets a bit tricky. However, there's certainly.
So the mayor's dishing out the oranges. So they've got it back now, so it's got nothing to do with us.
No, that's fine, thank you.
Is your wife?
No, neither. No, basically, I think for this next year, anyhow, Trevor will be coming in, so we'll just stand still and we'll see what happens. But
see, they handed it over to us, and but they didn't want to. You know, it was very when what they call them.
It was Temple, wasn't it, last year?
Temple was came, but it was a good job because we had no oranges. We had to go and break it.
It's all right now.
Yeah.
Was that the year the oranges were horrible?
There
were
well,
Seville oranges.
Never
I'm
nice.
Sure there were Seville oranges.
They've never been really nice.
Well, I don't know where they're getting them from, but I mean, that's what it says.
But that
and
year...
And they've got round table laid on to help, and they want help from the from us. So they want us to go along at 1:30 for the table to start, to be put up an addition every 2 o'clock.
Well, it worked, but I just wondered, you know, it was because the kids expected, and we didn't know. And they'd handed it over to us, and then obviously they wanted it back, but they...
Well, I think it's like everything else. I think that with Morris being off, they just saw that meeting every day was a crisis and getting back.
Well,
but
if
you
you're
see,
at
was when
work,
what they call him, he didn't want anything to do with it. You see, that's when. I mean, he's not from Malta, he's not from this end, so it had no real interest for him, I don't think.
If you're at work, Dorothy can go. If I help. I'll help Trevor with the triplets.
Well, you can go and get their oranges. And
Yes, but it's it couldn't possibly push that buggy around that field.
Well, it isn't the field, though.
It's up beside it's Colline Park.
Oh, that's better.
Because
because of that
Easter field is...
It's got a leach in it.
Yes.
So it can't be used.
But I presume that we do turn out and we do run a little bit of that.
Well, in actual fact, people who turned out were Isabel and me and, what do we call him, when he was on, from Lonesdean.
Fred.
Oh, Jack's not very well.
Well, I helped you one year. There was only
I was chairman, we were both there.
One child came up about 17 times,
oh, yes,
I think.
Oh, yes, down here, remember.
That was the year the oranges were horrible. Maybe his mother was making marmalade.
The only thing about is that the Rotorap one, tentatively mentioned, that would do contribute to
it. Well, that's it. I mean, that when we took it over, we got that, because people said, well, you know, just dishing out the oranges wasn't, there should be something organised. So Rotorap said that we'd do. We said we would give them money towards the prizes.
There's two words, the Japan and what's the other word? There's two things to do with eggs. Bolin Japan.
Ah, that's right.
Balin.
I can't say that properly. Those words aren't used where I come from.
And
I use words that Jim doesn't.
The Rotorap president this year is up at the Kevin Norman. She's been quite keen, so she knows about it. So they're laid on, and Round Table, it says, is laid on for the Henderson.
Well, Round Table, that's the first time then, because they have this Rotorap who's always...
It must be the borough that's involved in the end.
But they were keen. I mean, they did well, didn't they, with the games and things when we were there.
Yes.
And it was a reasonable day too. I mean,
and all
of course
the children,
it's late this year, so it's more likely to be a better day. Right?
All the children ended up with a prize, didn't they?
Oh, eventually, yes. I mean, there were little chocolate. They had big eggs.
The winners got...
Out of the money that we gave them.
Oh, they yes. Asked for you. That was what Rotorap did.
They had big eggs. Well, you know, sort of the Smarties type eggs, about so big, for the prizes. And the others got little Cadbury's cream eggs. Which reminds me, I've got to get some for all my spare children before they run out.
It's surprising, actually, because the more common ones do run out, because, of course, the other ones are over price.
The blooming cream eggs are on sale all the year round, and then they run out at Easter. That happened. I couldn't get any one year. I took the triplets to the Goose Hill Coffee Morning in the Town Hall, and I gave them all money for the tombola. And one of them won a cream egg, but I persuaded him that it would melt while he had his drink and to put it in my bag. And it was lunchtime when we got home, and we were going I can't remember what we're doing afterwards. So I gave it to his mother. I thought she could share it. And by the time they'd shared a cream egg between those three and their older brother.
Yes, there wasn't much
left. No, but I could have seen them. There'd been a almighty tantrums from the other two if James had had it.
I can imagine.
Is anything much for the agenda for a week on Tuesday?
Not a great deal. I mean, what I'll do is, you know, there was a couple of things left over, and basically Peter's got the one coming, which is about the ducks on the river. He's doing the one about suggesting that one, providing water. Probably the fellow that's done it for years and years and years. He's had a retainer from the borough, and he's just, you know, I mean, I think he's going to extinction, so that's why there's nobody looking at him. And it's whether or not we take over that room.
I've been counting them since I read the letter in the paper.
How much was he paid? I mean,
it was someone like, something like £500 a year. It was quite modest.
There were 13 drakes chasing one duck just past the baths along the promenade. And then we sat at the far side of the Old Gate Bridge, and an old lady came along and said, and she was counting them, and she said, just look at that. I think she counted seven. Although, in actual fact, by then, these seven drakes had stopped chasing the duck, and they were all sitting down, and there was a domestic one in each group. There was one along near the Basel among the 13, and there was another white one near Old Gate Bridge.
Did he cull them as well?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yes.
And did he feed them? Because there was used to be feed put down for them as well, periodically.
Well, to be honest, it seems to... Peter's got the details because he's been talking to the public health clerk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of... It's, I think, carried through from the Woolborough days.
That's right.
And somebody... nobody really knew a great deal about it, so I think he's been doing some research on that. That's the one paper that is a bit... maybe a bit more controversial. So. But I'll have to check with the NRA because, of course, the river policing really is their responsibility.
Yes.
They'll not do that.
No.
But I mean, really, we've got to make sure that they haven't got any objections to that. But of course, in the meanwhile, of course, we've had the floods.
Which will kill off most of the eggs, washed most of the nests away, I would think.
It's a bit incredible, we always get extreme.
Well, that's, it wasn't obviously as high as the flood 27 years ago, but it was pretty near. It was getting near. But of course, the highest standards, they've got no protection because they didn't want what was offered.
Yeah. They didn't want any bats.
That's
any
right.
Walls, well.
But it was a raised footpath that was proposed, wasn't it, from the bridge right round?
Which is what we've done at the Wandsbeck. You know. Mm-hmm. We put a bank in very deliberately at the flood level.
Mm-hmm.
And went right way through, and it doesn't look bad at all.
This looks, but there's nothing else you could do here. It doesn't look ugly, but I mean it's not attractive.
No,
but they've got protection.
Yeah. But I mean that one lent itself to that.
That's
know?
Right.
Yes.
It would have been an idea.
But you see now, of course, that was when they were the river authority days, of course, in government. It was quite useful then. You could get things to do.
Yes, nothing. Well, just.
I came along the river path when I came home from shopping. Sinking in the sand, damp sand under the bridge.
It'll never sell that one though, with the one on Bedford Road, because Bedford Road houses.
Well, that's right. I mean,
yes.
Nothing can be done there. Yeah. Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets up into the gardens, but I don't think it got anywhere near the houses this time, because I was up there on Thursday. I mean, you could see where it had been. And I kind of got very worried about this.
But you could actually put a bank all the way through and tie it into the Skinnery Bridge, that one?
Yes, the Skinnery Bridge, yeah.
You could sort of tie it in there.
Yes, well, that's where we'd have to go from there round.
There were wild rumours flying around on Wednesday, I was told,
by
several people that the Skinnery Bridge had gone.
But it hadn't.
It survived.
Well, Jim saw the children going back to... school after swimming over it on Thursday afternoon, but
there's a lot of debris up against it and high up against it, so they could see how.
Was Ford Cottage flooded?
It was bound to be.
I thought they built a wall around it. That's people who bought it.
Yeah, but even on that, you see, you never really stop at the. This is one of those things. Once you're in the plane, really, it's the silliest thing in the world to have anything to do.
Well, Liz, who is, must be related to J.P. Anyway, they bought the house facing you as you go across the Old Gate Bridge, and they spent a lot of money on doing it. It used to live at Green Lane, and of course the whole of the downstairs was supposed to be there.
Is that the same?
Yes, that's right, the one facing you, that's right, yes.
Uh-huh. It's called Auburn House, is it?
That's right. That's how it's Auburn. It's big in the Auburn place. Auburn.
No, it's not. It's called something Cottage, actually. Auburn is the one round the corner.
Oh.
She must have lived around the corner. She must have been in the front one.
The front one, I'm sure, is something Cottage. It might be Auburn Cottage, maybe. But the one round the corner, the newer one, not the stone one.
No.
The stone
seems
one.
Seems to be the town plan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
The Stan was a. He looked like Cliff Bitterwood, it was Stan, the original Stan, but I think it was Cliff Bitterwood. And I remember, I was only 18 when I was at the view, and he had his feet up on the table and he was smoking a cigarette. He had a laid back attitude.
Oh, yes, yes. But we got a mortgage from the counsellor, you know, I went to see him, and he says, you smoke. I was pregnant then. You smoke, and she didn't smoke.
I gave up smoking while I was pregnant.
So, did you smoke? No, don't smoke. Did you drink? Not really. Have you got any higher purchase commitments? No. The cooker, which we were buying quarterly, can't have a mortgage.
The cooker was £3 a quarter.
Says the one believer. He says, you can't have it, I'll put you down as a moderate drinker.
We couldn't afford to drink. We were destitute in those days. We didn't know it at the time. But I wasn't working. And we were actually living below the poverty line. If I'd read properly all the instructions in the back of the book, I would have got free orange juice, free vitamin drops, and free milk for Gareth. But Jim was a charge nurse. Goodness only knows what staff nurses did there. Jim was a charge nurse. It never occurred to us that we were living below the poverty line. Possibly. We don't live on so much broth as we did. I used to make a big pan of broth. You could get good bacon bones with plenty of bacon on in the co-op those days. It was when they did all the boning in the shops and you could get good meaty bones. I used to fill it full of vegetables and barley and split peas. It was possibly a healthier diet, actually, than we have now.
Well, of course, this is it.
It was quite fat-free, anyway.
when you look and you see how people survived then, and of course they did everything wrong, according to the book, we had driven on bread.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's what they were terrible thing.
Yes, you read books like Lark Rice to Candleford, and there they went. Breakfast was bread and dripping, and...
You should taste that.
A few years ago, when my sons were teenagers, I had some nice dripping, and I said, you've never had bread and dripping, and I gave them some, I put a bit of salt on. I said, try this, I loved a bit of bread and dripping when I was your age, and they took a mouthful how old were they when we went to Whitby for a holiday? And I saw some licorice root. And I said, oh, look, Jim, I haven't seen that for years. I used to buy that for a halfpenny for 2 sticks. And I got them some of that. It was horrible. So there was I walking around Whitby chewing this licorice root.
Just look as if you were spitting tobacco.
I didn't like locust beans, though. But I loved a penneth of kale. Lick your finger and dip that in.
Yes.
I know they call it sherbet now, but it's not the same. It was sort of... It's like sugary.
They never saw sweets stuff.
Oh, well, the sweets were on the ration and there were very, very few to get.
Was it 2 ounces a week we got?
Yes. Well, I didn't know what bananas
cakes
were. I mean, I knew what they looked like from pictures, but I never...
Never had a taste?
No. Well, I obviously had just before they were, but I didn't remember them until afterwards.
I knew what a pineapple looked like because we had we had one of these black leaded grates, you know, with the oven at the side, and there was a pineapple on the oven door. I got dried banana. We had dried bananas.
But you were under five. I was the youngest. I was just
my
five.
My brother and I got dried bananas, and we also got peanut butter because they were under five. The first bananas I saw,
my great-aunt
had a fruit shop.
No, touch the stuff there. You're not touching them.
I like
bananas. I bet you don't touch peanut butter now.
Just very occasionally, in the school holidays, at lunchtime, I don't have many children in the school holidays because apart from one of them, all of them have one or both parents who are teachers. Mm. So I have Sally. And her mum always cooks a meal in the evening, so I do something like toasted cheese sandwiches or beans on toast or something like that at lunchtime. But there was one time when she wanted peanut butter. And all her brother used to ask, her brother doesn't come to me now, he stays at home because he's going on 15, and he's next door but one anyway, you know, if anything goes wrong, he can come along to me. but all he wanted was my homemade blackcurrant jam. And now he doesn't come anymore. I've got to actually give him the blackcurrant jam. I give Marilyn the blackcurrant jam to take home for him. He loves it.
Yes, well, you see, if you will be industrious.
Oh, I quite like making jam. And it would be absolutely sacrilegious to buy hot cross buns. I wish we could have Beverly and Melanie here sometime in the Blackberry week holiday. I'd love to teach them to make Christmas puddings. I always had to have a stir when my great grandmother made them. Hey, you know, talking about the ducks on the river, you know that elderly, ever so refined lady?
Brought bread to feed yes.
I think she must have been quite well off sometime and fallen on really hard times. I mean, she told me a couple of years ago that she was 18. And I better get this dinner out. And she always spoke of her husband as Daddy. Mm-hmm. And her daughter. I think she must have been getting one, because around the time she told me that she was 80, she happened to mention that her daughter was 40.
She had no grandchildren.
I know her daughter's not married. Well, I haven't seen her feeding the ducks for about 3 or 4 months. I wonder if she's died or she's ill. I know all her clothes came from jumble sales, everything. She was buying, long after nylon shirts went out of fashion, there was a pile of nylon shirts, and she said, I'm just looking to see if these will be suitable for Daddy. I can't remember, she gave me the reason why she wanted these, but he always wears his cuffs out or something. She was quite pleasant to talk to, I liked listening to her. I don't even know her name, so I couldn't even ask anyone. ready for your dinner? I've made the tea. I forgot to put those in the freezer. How many have grown? What's the time to look at them? It doesn't matter, you don't need to look. Get on with your dinner, you'll be late.
And there are two more that have sprouts on.
So that's 7 out of 10, was
it? Yeah.
Well, that's not bad for $1.99. There's I know they'd be probably be better quality, but there are 9, I think it is, advertised in today's paper that say for $11.99. So even we get 7 for $1.99, it's a bargain.
Depends what the flowers are like.
What the different colours.
And how long they last.
Well, they go on flowering for quite...
I mean how long...
Oh yeah, you have to lift the tubers.
I know that. But if we keep them for the next 10 years, are a real bargain, if they're all no good next year, well, we're just an ordinary bargain.
If we should put some gravel under that umbrella tree. Or if it should even be near that radiator. In Australia, you know they grow into great big huge trees in Australia, Mrs. told me.
Yes.
She said Derek has them in his garden.
Well, it's a bit better climate out there. Well, I don't know if it's a better climate, but it's a warm place.
Well, it must get hotter than it does in this house for a start.
It's hotter.
I was freezing last night in bed, and you were snoring.
So were you.
I hardly got any sleep last night. My head was aching so much.
No, every night, you. Every night.
How can I turn on my side?
Well, you're still snoring. You're snoring on your side.
Ouch. You're very hot.
Have to close your mouth. It's a wonder you haven't got a sore throat all the time.
You check the television page. Are there any wildlife programs or anything you want me to? Oh, I don't know. I've got it here.
When's the Messiah on? That's on tomorrow, isn't it?
The Messiah.
And the original version.
The Messiah.
Dublin.
Messiah in Dublin. 7:45 tomorrow.
Yeah. No, make that record, please.
Right. There's absolutely nothing on Saturdays. I hate being on my own on a Saturday.
Well, you should save the programmes you recorded and watch them on a Saturday.
I haven't recorded any.
Instead
have
of
I?
Wanting to get rid of them quickly.
I haven't recorded any. I can't remember what I was doing.
You didn't record them either.
Jim will fix it. Big break.
I'm not going to record any more of them anyway.
On me up. On me up's a repeat. Casualties a repeat.
We never watch Casualties, so.
Life and Works. The writer has his work, has her works republished, but it proves to be something of a mixed blessing. That's about. Don't give you much information. Boatman Simpson comedy, an extra bunch of daffodils.
Well, there's all these.
Humorous view of a wife murderer from the writers who brought us Hancock and Steptoe.
Isn't that these?
Killer. That might be interesting. That's
what
a
do you call it? These pro, is that Channel 4? Because there's these programs.
Randall and Hopkirk
deceased. Yes.
That surely must be a repeat.
There are repeats. There's special.
They haven't put repeat on for that.
But the Channel 4, the.
Johnny Cash in San Quentin. I seem to remember seeing that years ago.
Well, if you read it, it's these special things on
Channel
4.
Is that Jamal TV Heaven? Oh, so it is. I don't remember an extra bunch of daffodils, do you? Which has been home to the Stafford dynasty for hundreds of years. The trouble is, her ancestors are still around. Doesn't say who I suppose guests are.
Well, they expect everybody to be out on a Saturday night, you see. Not at work.
There's much more on a Sunday. In May to December. And I like Love Joy, except I've missed their repeats, but I never saw it the first time. Good way. There's no point in me watching it if I'm going to record it for you. I'll watch it with you. Blimey, he's brave. A man left paralysed from the waist down after a parachuting accident. accident 2 years ago, attempts the world's first solo paraplegic skydive. Perhaps he thinks lightning didn't strike twice. Jeeves and Wooster. Screaming's been knocked quite a lot in the reviews and the papers. I like it. I like when anyway.
Yes, but that's just their opinion.
What are your shifts next week? Can you remember?
Some early Monday and Tuesday. I'm due on Thursday, Friday.
Wait a minute.
Saturday.
You're early Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And I'm off.
And you're off Thursday,
Friday. And I'm late Saturday, and then I'm on holiday.
And last time you had some early.
Somebody wants to be late for some reason. And if we're not going to Aldershot, does it make any difference? Well, it wouldn't have made any difference because we'd come back on a Sunday anyway.
That would be Easter Sunday.
I know.
Do we want to travel on Easter Sunday?
Well, the traffic's not big on Easter Sunday. The traffic would be big on the Monday.
Well, if it hadn't been for all those hours and hours hold-ups, last time we went down, I quite liked travelling overnight. Especially when you get to the M25. Are you ready for your pudding?
Yes, please.
Some left if you wanted it, by the way. I forgot. Cooked too much. You know that blue wool I got?
Yes.
Well, Dorothy got soaked in it something for Bryony. And she actually got too much, so if I do run out, if I haven't enough to finish this,
vest, t-shirt, summer top, whatever it's called. She didn't have stuff.
Is that the one you made for Shirley?
Mm-hmm. There should be plenty in that one for me. I still have to stitch the cardigan up for Melanie, but it was easy to start off the other one when I was talking to you, wasn't it? So were these dumplings okay?
Very nice.
Well, they were made with vegetarian suet.
Well, let me play your Catherine Day's stuff.
Catherine's were baked, not boiled. I prefer baked dumplings anyway.
You what?
I would bake dumplings if you like them. I prefer them baked. I like crusty tops on them.
Oh, the taste of them, not the hardness of them.
You only had a tiny taste of one.
Well, it wasn't.
You were pinching somebody else's. I don't know. I don't know, we were in the middle of the dinner when we got there.
Uh-huh.
You'd had yours and you grabbed a piece of somebody's dumpling and said, oh, I'll have a bite of that. And you said afterwards you didn't like it.
Well, I didn't care much for it, didn't I?
Well, it must be better for you than animal fat.
Absolutely. With all this, it's a predisposition.
They come just as stuffy.
The cholesterol, you know, that's the problem.
What?
It's the predisposition to heart attacks. It doesn't matter how well you stick your diet and what have you.
You can have a cholesterol test, you know, in, which chemist is it? Simon Webb, they've got a notice in the window, have your cholesterol tested. Why don't you go and see?
What for?
Well, I would be interested to see.
Well, why don't you have your cholesterol tested?
I know what mine is. Mine was well below. The last time, what did I have to go for? The last time I went for a smear and a blood pressure check and various things, I said, are you doing cholesterol checks? And she said, no. Would you like one? And I said, yes, I would, please. Anyway, I had to ring up after 2 weeks. Can't you remember? I rang up after 2 weeks. And I spoke to the nurse. And she said, oh, your cholesterol's all right. And I said, but what is it, please? And she said, oh, well, it's... No, it was the receptionist. She said, it's fine. And I said, yes, but I would like to know exactly what my cholesterol count is. So she said, oh, I'll have to get the nurse. So the nurse came on the phone and she said, oh, it's fine, it's well within the limits. And I said, but what is it? So she said it was 5.4 or 5.6, I think it was. Why can't I just tell you? Why do you have to drag these things out of people?
Well,
I want to know.
They have to keep these things to themselves, you see. Give them a sense of power back inside.
Oh, it's stupid. It's my body. Betty's. Betty has lived on. They had roast beef for Christmas because they'd eaten no red meat for so long with her cholesterol that they actually, she was so sick of turkey and chicken and fish. And she's had no cream cakes. What else does she have? She uses semi-skimmed milk.